Hello, welcome to another episode of The Walking Classroom. My name is Ellie, and I'm joined by Kaden and our real-life teacher, Mrs. Fenn. Remember that as you are walking with us today, only one ear should be covered with an earbud or headphone. Stay aware of your surroundings and stay with your group. Keep a quick pace so you can get the full benefits of your walk.
Hey, Miss Fenn, what's that bandage on your hand?
Oh, this? You know, I cut my hand last night when I broke a glass. I really should have been more careful. It's okay, though. It should heal in a few days.
How does skin heal? It seems like magic.
Well, it's a complicated process, but it has to do with collagen, which is a protein required for your skin to heal itself. Did you know that vitamin C helps your body make collagen?
I thought vitamin C was for keeping colds away.
Well, vitamin C does help you avoid colds and other minor illnesses by boosting your immune system, but it does a lot of other things, including helping you produce collagen.
What are some good sources of vitamin C?
Well, citrus fruits and their juices are very high in vitamin C.
Citrus fruits are oranges, lemons, limes, and grapefruit.
Yep, and kiwi fruit, cantaloupe, strawberries, they also have a lot of vitamin C.
What about vegetables?
Broccoli, red and green peppers, baked potatoes, and tomatoes, all high in vitamin C.
Miss Fenn, I don't want to sound like a know-it-all, but a tomato is a fruit.
I always forget that, Ellie. I also forgot that your dad's a gardener.
And my mom is a nurse. Did you clean that cut before you put on the bandage?
I did, Kaden, thank you. All teachers need to know first aid. Speaking of first aid, how did you two enjoy our talk about Clara Barton?
I thought it was great. She was probably the most important nurse ever.
And she founded the American Red Cross and was a Civil War hero. She had an amazing life.
She did. And I'd love to talk some more about Clara Barton. We can go over everything you remember, and maybe I can fill in some information that we didn't have a chance to talk about in class.
It's easy to remember her birthday. She was born on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, 1821, in Oxford, Massachusetts.
There were five kids in her family, and she was the youngest. She had two older brothers and two older sisters. They taught her to read and write when she was very, very young. Clara did very well in school.
Clara's dad was a farmer, and all of the kids had to work very hard on the farm. Clara had chores like milking the cows each morning or chopping wood and taking care of sick animals.
And do you remember the story about her brother David?
Well, when Clara was 11, her brother David fell off the roof of a barn and was seriously hurt. Clara spent the next 2 years taking care of him, even after the doctors had said they didn't have much hope for him to live.
With Clara's help, David recovered and Clara learned that she liked taking care of others.
And that was an important lesson for her to learn, considering that later in life, she went on to take care of soldiers during the Civil War. But before she did any of that, she became a teacher.
Wasn't she around 17 when she started teaching summer school?
Yep. She wasn't trained as a teacher, but she took to the job really quickly. Schools soon wanted to hire her to teach during the full school year, but they offered to pay her less than a male teacher. And do you remember what she did about that?
She said she wouldn't do it. She thought she had to be paid the same amount as a man. The school eventually agreed to pay her the same amount as a man would earn.
Yep. Her mother taught Clara from a very young age that all people should enjoy equal rights and be treated fairly. And this is a perfect example of Clara demanding exactly that. I think that lesson her mother taught her had a profound impact on the rest of her life.
It was a part of everything she did. She always wanted to see that everyone was treated equally.
Clara eventually sought her degree in education. She went to college in New York and graduated in 1851. She first went to work at a private school, but after seeing some young boys whose families were unable to send them to school, she decided to work and try to open a free public school.
She worked very hard to see that the school was built, and by 1853, there were over 600 students.
Her kids loved her. She treated them with respect and joined them in class activities. Those 600 kids might not have had a school to go to without Clara Barton.
That is so true. Shortly after the school was built, Clara moved to Washington, D.C. in search of better weather than she found in the Northeast. She took a job at the U.S. Patent Office.
Unfortunately, she wasn't treated fairly. That's not cool. Partly because she was one of the first woman clerks and the male workers didn't like it.
Yep, she was also outspoken about her opposition to slavery, which made her a target for unfair treatment. She eventually left the patent office because of the way that she was treated.
That was right around the time that the Civil War started and Clara Barton started helping soldiers.
The Civil War was between the Southern states and the Northern states. They fought over the issue of slavery. The South was called the Confederacy. The Confederates wanted slavery to be kept legal.
The North was called the Union, and they fought to outlaw slavery.
In 1861, soldiers from the Union, the Northern Army, poured into Washington, D.C. It was very early in the war, but some soldiers were already wounded.
The rest of the soldiers were very hungry, and they didn't have the basic supplies like blankets or clothes that we have generally today, besides what they had on their backs.
It was quite a crisis, and it caused concern and alarm among the people who lived in Washington, D.C. Clara and her sister Sally were some of the first volunteers to report to the Washington Infirmary to help. Do you guys remember what an infirmary is?
An infirmary is a place to care for sick or hurt people, but it doesn't have as much equipment as a hospital.
Sometimes it's set up in a public building like a school or government office, like when a hurricane happens.
That's right. And we didn't talk about this in class, but Clara took care of the young men of the 6th Massachusetts Infantry of the Washington Infirmary. She quickly discovered that many of the soldiers were men that she had grown up with. Some of them had actually been her students back at home.
Oh, wow. No wonder she worked so hard to help them.
She found clothes and food for the soldiers, but she helped them in other ways. She wrote letters for them, read to them, and prayed with them, and listened to their problems.
Although she knew she was being helpful, she also knew that she could be most helpful on the battlefields as the war became more and more serious.
Clara decided to do something about it and asked the government and the army to let her bring help and medical supplies to the battlefields.
Right, Ellie. After the Battle of Cedar Mountain in Northern Virginia, Clara turned up at a field hospital in the middle of the night with wagons full of supplies, drawn by a 4-mule team.
The doctor of the battlefield definitely couldn't keep up with the amount of soldiers who were injured. He was very thankful that Clara and the other volunteers had come.
Mm-hmm. He later wrote that her arrival was like that of an angel. After that, Clara became known as the Angel of the Battlefield for her ability to comfort and treat the soldiers.
Throughout the whole Civil War, she traveled from battle to battle and did everything she could to nurse all the soldiers back to health. She didn't worry about going where the fighting was happening. She just knew that soldiers needed her help.
Right. Clara and her supply wagons traveled with the Union Army. Remember, they were the Northern states, and she helped treat the Union soldiers and Confederate prisoners that the Union soldiers were holding. The government provided some supplies, but most were purchased with donations raised by Clara or with her own money.
Really? She paid for some of the supplies herself? Wow, Clara Barton was really a generous person.
Generous and brave. She always put the needs of the soldiers first and was never satisfied with staying away from the front lines of a battle. She would travel throughout the night with her wagons, following the cannons, and even pulling ahead of the military medical units.
She wanted to be as close to the injured soldiers as possible.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when we talked about what it was like at the front lines and what Clara and the other volunteers did to help?
When the battles were going on, Clara made sure and she organized her helpers to bring first aid, bring water, and cook food for the wounded soldiers.
It was very dangerous. They had to dodge bullets and they put their own lives at risk whenever they were so close to a battle.
Right. Clara's help was particularly helpful at the Battle of Antietam in Virginia. Overworked doctors were so short on supplies that they were using anything they could find to make bandages, including corn husks.
My mom said that health conditions during the Civil War were terrible. Doctors didn't even wash their hands before treating a patient. That's disgusting.
She's right. It was so bad that nearly 60% of the deaths during the war were from disease. Do you remember what Clara Barton did after the war ended?
She helped to track down missing soldiers. The government had never had a system for finding lost soldiers before that time.
Exactly. All the time Clara had spent with soldiers throughout the war left her very well informed about the men and where they had served in battle.
She was so well informed that even President Abraham Lincoln gave her a job helping friends and relatives to find missing soldiers.
She would find them in prisons, in the military, or through the casualty lists that were kept in Annapolis, Maryland. Remember, a casualty is a soldier who died in battle.
Just think, this was before anyone had computers.
There's no question it was a huge job. Clara Barton and her small staff received and answered over 60,000 letters and identified more than 22,000 missing soldiers. Just like she had helped with helping soldiers during the Civil War, Clara Barton saw a great humanitarian need and found a practical solution for it. Do you remember what humanitarian means?
Doesn't it just mean that it has to do with humans?
Uh-huh, it does. More specifically, it has to do with improving the lives or the living conditions of people.
After all of that time being a humanitarian, Clara deserved a vacation. I'm exhausted just thinking about how hard she worked.
It's funny that you mention a vacation, Caden, because a trip to get some rest actually brought her the inspiration for her next big project.
Didn't she go to Europe?
Uh-huh. After the Civil War was over and after she helped families find missing loved ones, she went to Geneva, Switzerland, and learned of an organization called the International Red Cross. They were called the Red Cross because their symbol was a red cross on a white background.
The Red Cross helped wounded soldiers during war, just like Clara had done in the United States.
Clara volunteered for the Red Cross in France, and then she decided to try and bring the organization to America. So much for vacation.
Clara founded the American Red Cross on May 21st, 1882. It was a lot of hard work to get the organization funded. It took nearly 4 years of lobbying.
What is lobbying?
It's a good question. Lobbying is when you try to influence the vote of a politician or government policies.
It was obviously very important for her since she spent 4 years trying to get the American Red Cross started.
Uh-huh. And since that time, the American Red Cross has helped thousands of people recover from disasters like floods, fires, and earthquakes.
I thought you said the Red Cross was an organization that helped soldiers.
Well, it was, but Clara Barton knew that the organization could do more than just help soldiers during wartime. Do you remember what other important job the Red Cross does today?
Isn't it that they help to maintain hospital blood supplies?
You're right. If you've ever seen a sign for a blood drive, the American Red Cross probably organized it. They run a nationwide blood donation program.
Blood donation? That sounds dangerous and gross.
Well, blood donation is neither dangerous nor gross, and it's actually one of the most important things that healthy people can do. People who undergo surgery or are in accidents can lose blood, and doctors can save lives by giving donated blood to those patients. The best part is that the body of a healthy person who gives blood quickly makes new blood.
Wow, I didn't know people could donate blood to help people they don't even know. Cool. Did Clara Barton ever slow down and take it easy?
Not really, Ellie. She was in her 80s when she left the Red Cross. You'd think she would have retired, but she actually began to travel across the country teaching first aid skills.
Clara was never married, and she didn't have any children, so I guess that the people she helped were like family to her.
Helping other people was her whole life.
There is so much to admire about Clara Barton. She led an extraordinary life and was a great humanitarian.
I think I'm going to follow in Clara's footsteps after school and make sure my mom has stocked us up on first aid supplies. You never know when somebody's going to break a glass.
And I'm going to ask my mom if she's ever donated blood. And if not, I'm going to encourage her to do so. Then I'm going to do what Clara didn't have a chance to do.
What's that?
I'm going to take it easy.
That's a great plan. But before you do that, let's take a quick review of what we've learned today about Clara Barton.
We learned that Clara Barton enjoyed helping others. She was a teacher, a nurse, and started the American Red Cross.
She was a very brave woman, and she risked her life to help others. She never let anything stand in her way when there were people who needed help.
Fantastic. Walking classroom students, as you walk back to class, discuss with a partner Clara Barton's life. What are some ways that kids can help others, like she did? Would you be willing to donate your time or work for a good cause? Think about needs that there might be at your school, or in your neighborhood, or in your town. And as always,
happy trails!